The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good Sunday morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, getting you through this one all on my lonesome, people. So a couple different ways you can get at me. You can always call me, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. You can always check me out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And so much to talk about in the real sports world right now. We have NHL playoff hockey to talk about. We have NBA playoff basketball, which is literally around the corner and still jockeying for position. Can always talk about NFL football at any moment in time throughout the year, as we all know, because everybody loves NFL football. Major League Baseball, obviously things are up and running in a major way as well. So obviously we can talk about that. Albert Pujols, now part of the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm kind of curious to hear what my professor of sports, John Poulter, has to say about that. He will be joining me on the other side. So I do love the fact that John Poulter talks to me a lot about hockey, baseball, you name it, he's got me covered, which, by the way, I think John's with me right now. John, good morning.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Can't complain. I'm glad you're here, man. We're going to chop it up on the other side, so I'm excited to do that with you. Obviously, NHL hockey, Major League Baseball, maybe some other stuff we'll dive into, so keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. I got my professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to me all the way from Toronto, Canada. We're going to get into it on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. Training employees is key, but so is having time to get your own work done. So once you have them trained, be sure to give each other space. If you've got a good training program, your staff should be empowered and competent enough to make most of the decisions that fall within their job role on their own. That will free each of you up to focus on your own tasks. Email is a great way to connect, and the occasional face-to-face meeting is fine. But if you've hired the right person, let them get the job done. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere. Plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. For Small Business Month savings.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. Training employees is key, but so is having time to get your own work done. So once you have them trained, be sure to give each other space. If you've got a good training program, your staff should be empowered and competent enough to make most of the decisions that fall within their job role on their own. That will free each of you up to focus on your own tasks. Email is a great way to connect, and the occasional face-to-face meeting is fine. But if you've hired the right person, let them get the job done. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. For Small Business Month savings.
Smith Pelly dropped it back out, gotten by Dumoulin, shoved it back on for the carry on by Simone. Here's Simone drifting, got it to Crosby. Simone, and then a score!
Here's Wiener with a burst of speed. Blake Wiener coming in, cuts back, follow up, shot saved by Bennington. Out in front, they score! Kyle Connor wins it, and this series is tied.
Marchand across, Pasternak scores, his second of the period.
And then Smith takes it back. Here comes Smith down the left side. Smith in front, backhand shot, score! Second of the game for Jonathan Marchessault.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at me a couple different ways. Call me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It is Dorf on Sports there. You can obviously check me out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. And then Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports. I'm now going to be joined by my professor of sports, John Poulter, who you can check out on Twitter at 12JohnPoulter. Obviously, a ton of things to dive into in the sports world. And with the highlights, you know we're going to be talking puck because we love all those puck heads out there, and John is one of them for sure. He's in Toronto, Canada. Wouldn't make any sense for him not to be. So I love talking NHL hockey with you. I love talking baseball. I like talking in general with you, John Poulter. So thank you for joining me. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Always fun to join you, and hope you're doing well.
Can't complain. I mean, it's another beautiful day where I'm sitting. As you know, man, it just is paradise, paradise, paradise. Just a little warmer, each and every day. But that it is what it is. It's that time of the year. And speaking of that time of the year, it's playoff hockey time, man. And I know that you and I are very excited about what could happen, what might be. I'm obviously pulling for the Golden Knights, the Vegas Golden Knights. I'm sure you're pulling for a bevy of your Canadian teams, and it'll just be a fun experience for all of us to see how this all plays out on the ice. But we have gotten things already started. So interesting format. Let's get that under wraps first, and let's explain that to the listener that is not really aware of how they're doing things in a different world right now. So explain the hockey playoff format.
Well, it's a little bit different this year, Andy. It's actually pretty straightforward when you sit down and analyze it. So we've got four divisions. I know they're all sponsored, but for the purposes of this discussion, let's just refer to them geographically as the North, the East, the Central, and the West. And the North Division, of course, is all of the Canadian teams. Four teams in each division qualify for the playoffs, so that's 16 teams. So the first two rounds are strictly within each division, which will then produce four remaining teams, which will become the semifinalists. And once we get to the semifinals, they will not go on a conference basis. They will then go on a regular season standing basis. So in other words, they will reseed the teams. So when we're down to the last four teams, which will effectively be the champions of each of the four divisions, those teams will be reseeded, And at that point, the team that's left with the highest points regular season will play the team with the lowest points regular season, and 2 and 3 will play each other. And then, of course, the two winners of those series will play in the finals. So it is possible to get something that is, let's say, an unconventional final. Two teams that normally play in the same division could, in fact, play in the Stanley Cup final. Or we could end up with a Canadian team versus a U.S. team. You could slice it this basically any way that you want. It's a little bit of a crapshoot. I'm actually looking forward to it. The only downer to me is that we have absolutely zero chance of seeing the top two teams in the regular season, that's Colorado and the Vegas Golden Knights, playing each other in the final because they were in the same division. So unfortunately, one of those teams is not going to make the semifinals. So that's a little bit of a downer to the schedule, but the format. But I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be very exciting, and we're a little bit late getting underway. It's mid-May as opposed to mid-April, but playoff hockey is playoff hockey.
Yeah, no, I think you brought up a lot of interesting points. So with that being said, you know, a little bit unfamiliar for everybody to be playing this late, right? So do you think it favors anybody more so than anybody, or would you look at this as like the field is pretty even and everybody kind of has to go up against the same elements, and pretty much we're going to wind up finding out who the best team is because it's going to work out that way, and there's not going to be any flukes or things along those lines. And quite frankly, I think the top is so strong that it would take a miracle for teams that should be in there not to be there at the end, in my humble opinion, this time around, John.
Well, yes and no. If you look at the top four teams overall, Colorado and Vegas, both from the Western Division, Carolina was third overall, Florida was fourth overall, they're both from the Central Division, so we've got no possibility of the top four teams getting to the semifinals, which I think is a bit of a downer. Does one team have an advantage? I'm not sure that they do, quite frankly, because, you know, we've all talked about the crowds at any sporting event being an extra player, you know, the 12th player on a football field, the 6th player on a basketball court, the 7th player on a hockey court, rink, etc. So, you know, The playoffs have always been a very intense event for fans. All of a sudden, we're looking at limited fans or, in Canada, no fans at a hockey game. So we're taking away that advantage. That leaves the actual rink as the advantage. And as we've discussed several times over the years, with all of these new rinks being built, it's much like baseball stadiums. They're almost all identical. There's no unusual corners like there was in the Boston Garden or the Chicago Stadium or the Auditorium in Buffalo. All of these rinks now are pretty much cookie-cutter type rinks. So the rink in Edmonton is like the rink in Vancouver, which is like the rink in Toronto, and so on and so forth. So I think home ice advantage is taken away, with the exception of the team that's designated as the home team still has the advantage of the last line change. If you're a coach that likes to match lines, that's a huge advantage. I can see a little bit of a disadvantage here for the Canadian teams, and I say that for two reasons. Number one, because of the COVID situation, there were a lot of games that were delayed in the North Division or the Canadian Division that had to be played at the end of the season. There were teams cramming. In fact, you know, the postseason started Saturday night, but the final regular season game was still being played on Saturday night. That's how it sort of overlapped. So I'm wondering if that might creep into it from a tired standpoint when we get a little bit further down the line. The Canadian teams will have a few days off. I believe the first series starts Wednesday. The Toronto-Montreal series starts Thursday. So at some point in time, somebody's going to be cramming some more games in. That's not an advantage. The Canadian teams have also done a little bit more traveling because all of the divisions this year in the States were set up on a purely geographical basis. So there was very little travel required, very few airline trips required. I mean, you take a look at that East Division and you've got, you know, Philadelphia, the two New York teams, New Jersey. I mean, most of those teams could bus to the places that they were bussing to. Toronto were flying to Vancouver. Ottawa were flying to Vancouver. Montreal were flying to Vancouver. I wonder if at the end of this season that might creep into it a little bit. But at the end of the day, in terms of being on the ice, I think everybody is equal, and it will just come down to the depth of the team and the intensity of how the team approaches the playoff series. And I'm looking forward to it because it's going to be different than anything we've seen in the past, and let's hope it's the only time that we ever see this and that by next year this virus has gone away and we're back to normal.
You know, I was going to ask you, and we're about to go to break here, and I think it's an interesting scenario, the way that they're doing things with the NHL. I think it's interesting how they're doing things with the NBA right now, trying to get more teams, more cities involved with their new playoff format. It sounds like you're not a big fan of what the NHL has decided to do with this format, so I'm going to guess that you do not want to see this continue in the future.
Well, I don't want to see it continue the way that it has. I mean, it's been exciting with an all-Canadian division. I mean, that's something that all Canadians love to see. But I have missed seeing the Blackhawks. I have missed seeing the Washington Capitals. I have missed seeing the Boston Bruins. I have missed seeing the Tampa Bay Lightning and so on and so forth. This league is full of stars. And, you know, you sit down and think about it from a baseball standpoint. If you're a St. Louis Cardinal fan and you never saw the Los Angeles Dodgers, how would you feel about it? That's kind of the way that I feel about this, but I think given the circumstances that we're in worldwide and medically, I think this is the only solution, and I think it's a very workable solution. But let's hope from a medical standpoint that we don't have to make this decision next year.
I agree. All right, we're going to take a break, and then, John, I kind of want to go through some of the, obviously, all of the series matchups, and we'll dissect what you think is going to happen. So keep it close, everybody. My professor of sports, John Poulter, hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy. We'll be right back. Keep it.
Josie looking for Forsberg. Forsberg got it back to Josie in tight quarters. Now the attack comes on the other side. Smith the wrist. He scores! There was traffic in front. Johansson was there. Now the Predators take a two-goal lead.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Nice pass to send in Burakovsky. Let's it go! Score! This time it counts! Burakovsky makes it 3-2. Got it to the back, England. Across now to Theodore. But off the stick of Smith-Pelly. Couldn't get it by Theodore. Theodore moving on with it now. Drew it around and score! No sack!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, John Poulter, my professor of sports, who comes to me all the way from Toronto, Canada. And we're obviously talking NHL hockey and playoffs more specifically, as we know that they are literally here. They're upon us. And like John said, maybe about a month later than they usually come, but we'll take them anytime we can get them, quite frankly. And I know that John is the same way as I am. I absolutely love NHL playoff hockey, John. I got to tell you, it may be the best tournament of all of them because, quite frankly, they're going to play till complete exhaustion. They're going to play these games out until somebody walks away victorious. And I know that it's the same in every sport, but quite frankly, 20 minutes of going out there and battling. At the end of the day, it's 60 minutes, and then you got to keep going potentially. And there's no end in sight. I got to tell you, I really think it's one of the more physically demanding of all of the playoffs. So I absolutely love playoff hockey, John.
Yeah, it's different. It's different from the standpoint that overtime is sudden death. And it's not like basketball where it's a 5-minute period. Then if they're still tied, it's another 5-minute period. It's not like baseball where the visiting team gets a chance to push a run across the board and then shut the home team down and then the home team has a chance to counter anything. Football is the closest because you can start off a football overtime and throw an interception and the game is over right away. Guy scores a touchdown, it's over right away, or it could go on for quite some time. But hockey is quite unique, and so often a winning goal in overtime is scored on a fluke, and it's scored on a fluke because the players are tired. It's scored on a fluke because there's deflections in hockey. A guy shoots a puck and it hits the guy's skate and goes in the net. It doesn't matter whether that's the way the goal is scored to win the series or the game, or whether the guy goes end-to-end like Bobby Orr and Wayne Gretzky and Connor McDavid. We've seen them all do that. But it's a much different game. And quite frankly, when you're watching an overtime game, it's sort of sitting on the edge of your seat time. And it doesn't seem to matter whether it's a team that you have some skin in the game with or whether you're just sitting back and watching the game. I was watching the first game of the playoffs, the Washington-Boston game on Saturday night, and I have absolutely no skin in the game with either of those two teams. And so I could sit back as a purely neutral observer, but when the overtime started, I was sitting on the edge of my chair wondering who was going to pop one in, and then it ended less than 5 minutes in on what I thought was a bit of a fluke goal, but at the end of the day, it'll look like a guy went end to end and put the puck in the net. A win is a win is a win in overtime, and the Capitals are up one game to nothing. So, yeah, it's a little bit unique, that's for sure.
All right, so Boston playing Washington, as you alluded to. Washington on top in that series, 1-0 after the 3-2 victory over Boston on Saturday, as you said. New York playing Pittsburgh, Minnesota playing Vegas, Tampa playing Florida, Calgary playing Vancouver, Nashville playing Carolina, St. Louis playing Colorado. Let's kind of break these things down. Who has the advantage, New York or Pittsburgh?
Well, I sat down on Saturday afternoon knowing that we were going to talk about this when we did the show, and I thought since the playoffs started on Saturday night, it was only fair that I sat down and did it before a puck had been dropped. So when I looked at this, I looked at Pittsburgh in six in that series. I think it's going to be a tight series. Two very good teams, teams that know each other because they've all played, all these teams, remember, have played 8 or 9 times this season. So there's no surprises. This is just a question of how a team has analyzed the opposition and their strategy. I think that's going to be a tight series. I'm looking at Pittsburgh in six games on that one.
Minnesota and Vegas, both of these guys had tremendous years. It's almost too bad that one of them is going to be out after this, but who are you going to give the edge to in this one, Minnesota or Vegas?
Well, this is a really, really interesting series. You know, we've talked about Vegas being one of the strongest teams in the league all season. They have home ice advantage. They are the number two seed. They were tied with Colorado but lost the tiebreaker on regulation and overtime wins, which is the first tiebreaker. Normally, I would say it was an easy pick for Vegas because I believe that they're a better team and they're at home. But when you look at the regular season standings, Minnesota, I can't remember whether it was 5-1-2 or 5-2-1 against Vegas, but Minnesota had the season series advantage. So that tells me that Minnesota can't be taken lightly. I think home ice advantage is going to be a key here. I'm looking at Vegas. It's a long series, but I'm looking at Vegas either in 6 or in 7.
All right, Tampa Bay playing Florida, Battle of Florida here. So I got to think you're going to like Tampa Bay, but maybe I'm wrong. Who do you got?
Well, that's another interesting pick because, frankly, I think Tampa Bay is a better team, and I thought Tampa Bay was the best team in that division all season. Certainly the team with the history, certainly the team with the superstars, but Florida has home ice advantage. And first place in the division was on the line in the last regular season game, and Florida handled Tampa Bay quite easily. I'm looking at that as a seven-game series, and when you look at any seven-game series, as we know from our discussions in the past on Game 7, they can go either way. I'm looking at Tampa Bay in seven on that one, but I think that's going to be a long series.
All righty, Calgary-Vancouver, Battle of Canada. Who do you got there?
Calgary and Vancouver, neither one of them made the playoffs. The other Canadian matchup is Edmonton and Winnipeg.
Oh, my bad. I was looking at something. Excuse me. I'm sorry. So
Calgary and Vancouver fans would thank you for putting them in the playoffs.
Yeah, I hear you. So who do you have? Who do you got in that one?
Well, I thought all season that Winnipeg was a very good hockey club, but the last 5 or 6 weeks, they have not played all that well. Edmonton, top to bottom, is a great team. Their goaltending I'm still not sold on, but I think Edmonton has just got too much power for Winnipeg. I think that's a 5-game series with Edmonton coming out on top.
I love it. So, look, I think that St. Louis and Colorado, who do you got there?
Well, that to me is not even close to being a decision. Unless Colorado gets hurt or Colorado gets a COVID situation, I think that series is over in 5 games, maybe even 4, and I think Colorado is the winner.
All righty, and then we've got what? Nashville, Carolina?
Carolina, in my mind, just way too strong for Nashville. Carolina, Florida, and Tampa Bay were pretty much a lock for the playoffs all season. Nashville came to the party late. I just don't think they're strong enough. I think that's a 4-game series with Carolina winning. It might go 5, but I'd be leaning towards a 4-game sweep there.
And then I know we talked about it earlier, but I don't think we had a winner or what you thought might happen, but Boston, Washington. I know that Washington has got out to the early lead 1-0 after an overtime victory, but can they win this thing? Who wins this one?
Yeah, I had Washington in six. That's two teams that don't like each other. That's going to be a tight series, but I had Washington in six.
All right, we got to take a break. Obviously, a lot of NHL playoff talk, but we're going to switch gears probably on the other side and talk some Major League Baseball. Albert Pujols, now part of the Los Angeles Dodgers. So, interesting move there, I guess, if you will. And we're going to take that American Forces Network break. Appreciate you people very, very much for making us able to do what we do each and every day. So, thank you, guys. He's John Poulter. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Now Stastny, battling with Tatar. Puck kept alive by the Golden Knights. Carpenter across, and a golden opportunity for Tatar. Now he scores! 1-0 Vegas!
Chances are 8-4 Vegas, but here is Kuznetsov feeding one to Wilson. He scores!
This is Dorf on Sports.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I'm Ron Barr. All my life I've been active, playing tennis, pickup basketball, cycling, and swimming. But let me tell you, as I've gotten older, my body now tells me when enough is enough and I've done too much. Did you know 100 million Americans suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living? I want to recommend Relief Factor to you. Relief Factor can help all those body parts that are hurting, sore, such as neck and shoulder, back, hip, or knee, or just general muscle aches and pains. Here's what I recommend. Go to ReliefFactor.com to find out more. And Relief Factor has something special for the Sports Byline USA Network listeners. You can get their 3-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. So give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, or check it out at ReliefFactor.com.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, my professor of sports, John Poulter. You can get at him at 12 John Poulter on Twitter. You can get at me at Dorf on Sports. You can check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. You can check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And obviously, you can call us 1-800-878-7529. John, you know me, man. I'm so excited about the NHL playoffs that I forgot to mention Toronto is obviously playing Montreal as well. So I do want you to dissect that one before we transition to Major League Baseball.
Well, because of the way that the geography and the divisions have been set up over the years, it's been many, many years since Toronto played Montreal in the playoffs. I'm guessing, but I think it was about 1979 or 1980 was the last time they played each other in the playoffs. So this is exciting. I mean, we're talking two traditional six teams. We're talking two teams that won the majority of Stanley Cups before expansion in 1967. So it's wonderful to see these two teams playing again on a playoff basis. I'm going to take Toronto in six, and I'm taking that strictly on the fact that Toronto has home ice advantage, and they've had the advantage in the season series with Montreal. But I think that's going to be a really good series, but Toronto in six is my pick there.
You know, I just want to make this statement or this thought, and I want to kind of think about it as we see how things unfold throughout the playoffs. And you mentioned this a while back. Basically, in a nutshell, certain teams had tougher schedules than others just based on their division, because certain divisions were better than other divisions. So at the end of the day, I'll be very interested to see if a team that had a softer regular season schedule just based on the numbers, not necessarily based on the ice time or anything along those lines, but based on just the pure numbers, if it winds up having an effect on who winds up getting to the Stanley Cup Finals, and then who actually winds up actually being victorious and hoisting that trophy. Does what I'm saying make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. You know, I mean, depending on who wins, let's, for argument's sake, say Toronto and the Islanders were in the final. You know, just the fact that Toronto had nine games against Vancouver, which was probably four games or five games in Vancouver, which is a 4.5, 5-hour flight, doing that four or five times, is that a lot tougher on a team than the Islanders getting on a bus and going across and playing the Rangers, or going and playing the Devils, you know, which are really nothing more than a lengthy bus ride? So I think that's going to come down as a very big factor in this. Personally, I think the team that is less tired has a big advantage, and I would have to think that the New York teams and Pittsburgh and teams like that, and Washington, that haven't traveled a lot during the season, I got to think that's a huge advantage at the end of a long, tiring season.
Yeah, so could we make the argument that during a pandemic, this is one of the more difficult NHL Stanley Cup championships to win from somebody? Yes or no?
Yes, if it's a team that had a lot of travel. I think you know, they mitigated a lot of the travel by playing three games in 6 days or two games in 3 days, that kind of stuff, to eliminate some of those long trips. But at the end of the day, we all know that hockey's a grueling sport, and very often the team that wins the Stanley Cup is the team that's the healthiest at the end, as well as the most talented. So I think that's going to be a very interesting factor, and that's something we want to keep track of as we go through these playoffs, that's for sure.
Yeah, I do think it will be interesting, and I think it'll be fun to see how it does play out. If a team that had a really soft schedule winds up going out early, or they wind up going all the way, I think you could make a case for not being surprised either way. So it's going to be fun. We know that. All right, let's talk some baseball. So as we looked last week, I think this was the same. Boston Red Sox for the American League East, they were in first place. They remain there. I believe that maybe Kansas City was in first place in the Central. Like you alluded to the other day, they had lost 11 straight or something like that. Finally,
yeah,
got a victory, so they're off the schneid a little bit. But now the Sox, the White Sox, on top of that division, and I don't think we're surprised. I do think that we thought that the White Sox were going to be a good baseball team, and maybe they're starting to flex their muscles a little bit. In the West, Oakland still on top there, and I think they were last week as well. Houston now making a little bit of a push. I think Seattle was ahead of them, so a little bit of things have changed. Los Angeles, obviously, we talked about Pujols being designated by them to assignment, and now we're going to be talking about Pujols joining the Los Angeles Dodgers, so I do want to get your thoughts on that, but I'll continue running through the divisions real quick. The Mets, on top in the National League East. Phillies right behind them. The Braves, maybe they're starting to wake up. I don't know. We'll see. But I do think that the Braves will have something to say about this division before it's all over, said and done with. St. Louis, look, this is the second week in a row that I think we're calling St. Louis's name out for the National League Central. The Brewers, three games behind them. Cincinnati, just behind the Brewers. Cubs behind them, very close. All that's pretty tight right now, but the only two teams that are 500 or better, Milwaukee and St. Louis. In the West, we still have San Francisco and the Padres leading the way, with the Dodgers lurking very, very close, just a game behind. So interesting standings, not so interesting, things starting to take shape, starting to take form, John?
Yeah, a little bit of both. Red Sox still a complete surprise to me. I did not see a 25-16 start. I did not see, speaking in the middle of May, with the Red Sox having the most wins in Major League Baseball. That to me is a surprise. White Sox leading the Central, they didn't start all that well, but they do have the least losses, which is generally a pretty good recipe for being in first place. Their run differential is plus 60, which is the best in baseball, so that says an awful lot. Kansas City all of a sudden lost eight of their last 10, including 11 in a row at one spot. They've kind of fallen to where we thought they would be. Huge surprise and disappointment to me in that division is the Minnesota Twins, currently in last place, 2-8 in their last 10. I don't know what's going on there. The Atlanta Braves, I keep thinking that they're going to get back into this, but then every time I see them on the Blue Jays schedule, the Blue Jays go out and beat them rather handily. So if the Braves could keep the Blue Jays off their schedule, they might have a good chance. The Mets are in first place only by a half a game. Philadelphia has played 40 games. The Mets have only played 33. So those games have to be made up at some point in time. That could be a lot of pressure on a pitching staff. They may come back to the pack. That may let Philadelphia and Atlanta back into this. We've talked about the Cardinals. For a few days, the Cardinals had the best record in the National League. They ran into a buzzsaw in San Diego. Friday night, Saturday night, I caught a little bit of both of those games, and San Diego very clearly the better team in both of those games. So I think that's starting to even out a little bit. We didn't think the Dodgers were going to be a 500 team, which they almost were when we talked a week ago. All of a sudden, they've won four in a row. They look like they're coming back into it, but they lost Corey Seager Saturday night with a broken hand on a hit by pitch. And as you mentioned, they signed Albert Pujols. Not exactly anything other than a numeric replacement, but certainly a huge addition to that team in terms of character, ability to come off the bench, hit right-handed pitch, left-handed pitching, play first base occasionally, add a lot of leadership to a team that's already very strong in leadership, and yet another former MVP or Cy Young Award winner on that Dodger team. And boy, they're starting to collect those guys. I think there's four former MVPs and three former Cy Young Award winners on that team. That's a pretty good baseball team if you look at it from that standpoint.
Yeah, I think for all the same reasons, I do think it was one of those good moves, if you will. You can get this guy on the total cheap. I think they're paying maybe $420,000 or something, and you know the Angels are going to have to pay him $20 million or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, like, it's insane. But I think you get my point. When you can get Albert Pujols at that rate, I do think it's something where you say, okay, you know what? He's a character guy. He's a guy that could come in and help the locker room a little bit. And quite frankly, you know what? If he's seeing the ball, maybe he can add something to this lineup, which if they all get their act together, we know, John, they've got a very potent offense. So I think on the cheap, I actually really like this move a lot.
I do too. And, you know, if we'd have talked about this when Pujols was first designated, I wouldn't have seen the Dodgers as a candidate to sign him. But when you look at the injuries that the Dodgers have had in the last 7 to 10 days, I mentioned Seager, Pollock is out for a little while now. You know, there's two good bats that all of a sudden are missing. Pujols is limited defensively. He's pretty much a first baseman or pinch hitter now with no DH in the National League. So he's either going to be a pinch hitter or he's probably going to play first base against left-hand hitters. What do you do with Muncy at that point? Is that the day that Muncy gets off, or do you move Muncy to second and use him as the numeric fill-in for Seager being hurt and put somebody else at shortstop? The Dodgers have always had a lot of flexibility. Certainly in recent years, they've got multiple guys who can play multiple positions. And when you're looking at a lot of injuries, that kind of stuff really helps. And if you want to find a place to put Pujols in the lineup and you got to put him in at first base, you got to have versatile players or you're sitting other good players on the bench. So I think it's a good fit. If we'd have talked about this a week ago, I would have said I didn't think there was any chance at all. I look at it now, and I think it's a very good fit. And as you say, they pick him up for a prorated piece of the minimum salary for the balance of the season. And I understand that the contract runs only through the end of this season. So the Angels are paying the big piece of it. And if you're Albert Pujols, I guess the added advantage is that you don't have to pack up your family and move. All you have to do is take a different exit off the freeway. You can still live at home.
Yeah, no, excellent point. And quite frankly, that's why, to me, the move makes even more sense. And obviously, I think Albert's a smart guy, too. And you know what? He's had to move a couple times, right? So at the end of the day, all he's got to do is change his habit a little bit. And like you said, go down a different exit, go to a different ballpark. I mean, it's a win-win. I'm sorry, but I think it's a win-win. All right, so real quickly before I let you run, and, you know, I appreciate you so much, obviously, hanging out with me. Anything surprising you, anything shocking you about what you've seen so far in Major League Baseball?
Probably just the things we've already covered. The Boston Red Sox at 25 wins. One I didn't mention was the San Francisco Giants, still in first place in that Western Division. To me, a very surprising 23-16. Saturday night, they didn't look all that good. They got out to a big lead in Pittsburgh and ended up losing the game, but they're still in first place. The Braves surprised me a little bit because I thought the Braves were better than a 500 or so team. I think the biggest disappointment to me is still the Minnesota Twins. You know, I look at a team that to me is division-winning caliber, and here they are, 13-24, last place, 9.5 games behind the Chicago White Sox. I mean, 9.5 games is a lot of games to make up, even this early in the season. I mean, you know my theory that to get to first place, you have to gain a game a week on the leader. Now, yes, there's a lot more than 9.5 weeks left in the baseball season, but that's a tough hole to dig yourself out of. So I'm not sure what's going on in Minnesota. To me, they're a much better team than being 9.5 out. I'm sure they're going to make a run for it, but I've got to wonder whether they can get to the top.
Great stuff as always, John. I really, really appreciate you putting in a whole hour of work with me here on the program today. Have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, Andy. Always fun to chat with you, and we'll take care, stay well, and we'll chat next week.
Yeah, we'll have NHL playoff hockey results to kind of go through. So I love it, man. Have a great day, John.
You too.
All righty, folks. I got to take a pause for the cause. I'll come back and wrap up this hour. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy, and I'll be right back.
High fly ball, right center field. Forget about it. Muncy saves the Dodgers tonight.
And the 1-0 is a fly ball into center field. Going back is Inciarte Hay at the wall. He looks up, and it's a three-run home run for Max Muncy. And the Dodgers take a 4-0 lead.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. You can always follow me and check me out on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there. You can check me out on IG. It's The Real Dorf on Sports there. You can check me out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. And quite frankly, really good hour of talking with John Poulter, my professor of sports, about what's going to be taking place here in NHL hockey playoffs. And I'll tell you what, I absolutely love talking to John about baseball and hockey. He is a wealth of knowledge. The guy studies like crazy. You can tell he gives me his thoughts, his opinions, and for the most part, I got to tell you, he's usually spot on with what he's talking about. And we'll find out, obviously, how much of a factor it was throughout the season, who you played, the competition level, and whether or not the beating up of yourself because you were playing better teams takes its toll, and maybe a team that we didn't expect to get as far as they do because of the strength or the lack of strength of the schedule. So very interesting to find that all out. I do hear the music, so I know I gotta take a break, and obviously hour number two is on the horizon. Keep it close. A ton of NFL, a ton of NBA. I got you covered, man. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, baby. I'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Members of the UN Security Council are meeting to talk about the hostilities in the Middle East. In the Israeli city of Ashkelon, one building suffered a direct hit. Health officials in Gaza say the recent Israeli airstrikes have killed nearly three dozen Palestinians. More than 13,000 gas stations in the east still don't have any gas, according to Gas Buddy. A week ago, a cyber attack took out the Colonial Pipeline, and stations in the east began running out. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts tells Fox News it's critical for America to maintain its energy independence.
Everything that undermines our energy independence, like canceling the Keystone XL pipeline, pushing the Green New Deal, all these things is going to make us more vulnerable. And it was one of the things that was a strength under the last administration, that we were starting to become a net exporter of petroleum products.
This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, you can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Retail stores are deciding whether to change mask policies after the CDC adjusts the mask guidelines for those people who are fully vaccinated. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the story.
Following the CDC's updated guidance on mask wearing, several national retailers are also changing their policies. Walmart, Costco, Publix, Sam's Club, and Trader Joe's have all announced that wearing masks in their store will be optional for customers who are fully vaccinated, subject to local mandates. The stores are still asking those who are unvaccinated to continue to wear masks. The moves come after the CDC changed their guidance, saying that people who are fully vaccinated no longer need to wear masks indoors, except in crowded settings and healthcare facilities. Even with the new mandates, some stores, like Home Depot, Kroger's, and Target, say they're leaving their mask requirements in place for now. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
It's finally tax time. Don't panic. USA Radio's Tim Berg has details on what you might need to know.
The extra month the government gave taxpayers to file their tax return ends on Monday. Americans will have until Monday night to either file their 2020 returns or request an extension. The traditional April 15th deadline was pushed back for a second straight year because of the pandemic. As your taxes are being processed by the IRS, what catches their eye and may get you audited? Paul Schwartz is an accountant with Huffman & Company.
The biggest thing is you want to make sure that you're showing enough income on the return to support normal everyday living expenses. If they see a return that has very little income, they start to wonder how you supported yourself. And so that's something that really would perhaps trigger a red flag in their eyes. And one of the big areas also is charitable contributions. Be careful on that, especially non-cash contributions like the donation of merchandise or clothing or household furniture. People do tend to be aggressive in that area, and the latest research we have is that they may start to focus on that.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy. I got you covered in every way, shape, and form. NHL playoffs, we got that to talk about. NBA playoffs with a lot at stake, even on the last day of the season. That kind of stuff, it's got to make you excited about it. Football, never can we not talk about football. Tim Tebow is now going to be a tight end in the National Football League. I think it's interesting. Is this a move? Is this a play by Urban Meyer since Hard Knocks is coming calling on the Jags, knocking on their door? And then Trevor Lawrence got his first taste of what it's like to be out there on the field. So, yeah, man, it's pretty exciting when you think about what's to come for the NFL next season, and I'm definitely excited about that. Major League Baseball, some shocks, some surprises. The Boston Red Sox, they've got the most wins in all of Major League Baseball. I don't think most people would have thought that was going to happen. So, yeah, if you can't tell, Dorfman's excited to talk to you about what's going on in the sports world, and I like the format of the NBA. I really do, because when there's so many teams that could potentially be involved, that's exciting. I'm sorry, but that is intriguing. That's fun. That's exciting. I know I got to take a break. You can get at me a couple different ways, people. Call me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. I'll be right back, everybody. I'm Andy, and you're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hi, this is Ron Barr, and I've got great news for anyone suffering from ongoing pain due to aging, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Relief Factor is a 100% research-based formula that was created to combat the root causes of inflammation. Relief Factor is designed to address sore muscles, stiff joints, aches, and the general discomfort you may feel. There are four key ingredients, and each approaches the body's natural inflammatory response function from a different metabolic pathway. And they've got something special for Sports Byline Network listeners. You can get their three-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. Head to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-500-8384. Relief Factor helps to support a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort from the effects of daily living, and you can get yours at ReliefFactor.com or by calling 1-800-500-8384. Your life, your freedom, get back to living at ReliefFactor.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
All right. Is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA.
W-9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. Training employees is key, but so is having time to get your own work done. So once you have them trained, be sure to give each other space. If you've got a good training program, your staff should be empowered and competent enough to make most of the decisions that fall within their job role on their own. That will free each of you up to focus on your own tasks. Email is a great way to connect, and the occasional face-to-face meeting is fine. But if you've hired the right person, let them get the job done. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere. Plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. For Small Business Month savings.
There's reasons why you do what you do. These kids love the school. They love each other. We can't forget that. Let's beat the shit out of you.
My goal has always been to make this one of the premier and most comprehensive programs in America. It has always been a goal to see a healthy, strong program handed to an elite coach in person to make it even better.
What Urban has brought to Buckeye Nation by far exceeded expectations. Not only has he elevated the quality and status of our program, but his presence has elevated Big Ten football.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Urban Meyer, Gene Smith, talking a little bit about, obviously, football and how important Urban Meyer is in general. So I think it's interesting, the move, the play, if you will, Tim Tebow, maybe a tight end for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And, you know, it brings up a lot of questions, obviously, for people. It brings up a lot of concerns for people in the sense of, well, how does this guy have a job when this other guy doesn't have a job? Well, some people are more fortunate than others. I got news for you. And obviously, you know where I'm going with this. You know who I'm talking about. We're talking about Tim Tebow getting opportunities, even though he's probably so far past the game at this point. And then you have a guy like Colin Kaepernick, who everybody loves to keep bringing back in the mix and back in the fold about, well, how should he get an opportunity and him not an opportunity? Look, man, I'm sorry, but at the end of the day, Urban Meyer is a bright guy. Urban Meyer may have a few tricks up his sleeve, and he may try to outfox you, kind of be a little bit sneaky, if you will. Kind of a lot like our boy here in Arizona, to be honest with you, in Cliff Kingsbury. Because when you don't have the talent on the field, you got to come up with gimmicks. You got to come up with ideas, if you will. And sometimes you're going to look like a genius when it works and it plays out the right way. And then when it makes you fall on your face, you're going to look pretty foolish and you're going to have to answer some questions about the decisions that you chose to make. So I think this is an interesting predicament. I think this is an interesting situation that I do think we need to keep an eye on. Will it open the door? You know, I got news for you. Do I think that Colin Kaepernick could play in the NFL? Absolutely. I do. I really do. But at the same time, is it too big of a distraction? And ultimately, I'm sorry, but I don't think this has anything to do with talent at this point. This has to do with the fact that you want to be able to control your locker room. And I don't care what you say about Tim Tebow, everybody. You may not like this guy. You may hate the Jesus stuff that he does, getting down on the knee. But at the end of the day, man, I remember what Tim Tebow did. And maybe, in all freaking honesty, maybe Aaron Rodgers needs to take a page out of people's book, and it's not the page that he's been taking. Look, Tim Tebow had the ability to bring men together the same way that Tom Brady did, for crying out loud. What is Aaron Rodgers doing? Aaron Rodgers is making people go the other direction. And I'm sorry, but I can't wait till they change the damn narrative, people. And the damn narrative is going to wind up being, well, how does Aaron Rodgers get his teammates back after throwing them all under the bus? Just wait. Just freaking wait for it. You know, that four-letter place, ESPN, chose the draft day to run with a story that, quite frankly, they're still running with it. Is the sports world that boring, people? Is it that boring that the only thing we can talk about for the last 3 weeks is the fact that Aaron Rodgers is unhappy in Green Bay? Let me tell you something, people. Something I've been telling you for years now. This is not news. So I'm tired of everybody all of a sudden deciding, well, Aaron Rodgers isn't getting, he's getting the short end of the stick. They're not doing this or that and the other. All right, let me break it down for you people one last time on this. Aaron Rodgers has one of the top wide receivers in the game. Aaron Rodgers has one of the top running backs in the game. Aaron Rodgers has one of the top offensive lines in the game. He has one of the up-and-coming and a very good tight end in this game. He's had two coaches, not one, but two coaches fired for him, McCarthy and Dom Capers. The defense is getting better. And at the end of the day, at the end of the freaking day, people, where the hell's Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers is nowhere to be found. Everybody else is doing his talking and his thinking for him. It's sad, man. It's sad. I'm sorry, but it's pathetic how you people, and if I'm talking to you, well, I'm sorry. But I'm putting it out there in general when I'm talking to you people. Some people get it, some people don't. Look, his contract was front-loaded, okay? He got paid early. And in the last couple years of his contract, he has no guaranteed money left. So at the end of the day, I'm sorry. I am so sorry, but this has more to do with money and his ego and him being selfish than anything. And if y'all can't put two and two together, I'm trying to do it for you. Usually I'm all about the player, man. I'm usually all about the player. But usually the player is in the right. I'm sorry, man, but in this one, I stand firmly with the Green Bay Packer organization and how they're handling. You know what they're doing? They're sitting on their hands and they're not talking much about it and they're going to let the dust settle. They're going to let the smoke go over. And you know what? I'm telling you right now. They're going to change that narrative pretty soon. And the narrative is going to be, how does Aaron Rodgers get his teammates back after throwing everybody under the bus, saying he doesn't want to be there anymore, when, quite frankly, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers has ever really said that. Because it's somebody reporting this or that. Sometimes it's fake news, people. Sometimes it's fake news. Might be the case here. But back to Tim Tebow. I'm telling you what, man. There's something special about that guy. I'm not telling you he's the greatest passer of the ball. We know that. But as far as a locker room guy, as far as a guy to bring people together, I'm sorry, man. But That's a solid pickup. Couldn't play baseball. Couldn't really play football, but at the end of the day, the guy got a playoff win. Not a lot of people can say that. So he does do something well. And I'm telling you right now, Urban Meyer, he's one of those crafty dudes. He's going to maximize things, man. He's going to maximize it. He's going to bring the best out of people. I'm wondering if the Cowboys, once again, are just all hype. I'm sorry, but I'm listening to people talk about Mike McCarthy, and they're like, he's not that bad. I got news for you, people. He is that bad. He really is that bad. And here's the difference. He had Aaron Rodgers, and look, Aaron Rodgers and Dak, they're not the same. Welcome, Dak. It's not the same as Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers was able to pull things out of his hat for Mike McCarthy and all the poor decision making that he had throughout the process. And you saw it in year number one with Dallas. I'm sorry, but you saw it. So if you want to be fooled, go right ahead. And if you think he's not as bad as he was, I think you might be surprised in that situation. I'm going to go out on a limb here too. Got to get this out there too. Rashad Bateman. I do believe that the Green Bay Packers would have chosen this guy in the first round had he been there for them to take. He wasn't. And he went to Baltimore. And I'm sorry, but Lamar Jackson, that's what he needs. He needs a dude that can go down the field and break it wide open for him. Rashad Bateman is that guy. I might go out on a limb and tell you that I think he may have the best, the most productivity out of all these good wide receivers. Waddle, Chase, Devontae Smith. Don't sleep on Rashad Bateman, people. Went to my school, by the way, the University of Minnesota. And that's not me having love for a guy just because. The dude is a field stretcher, and that's exactly what Lamar Jackson needs. All right, I got to take that break. I'm going to do that. Keep it close, everybody. On the other side, probably got to get into some NBA basketball. Keep it close. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Third and eight from the 35. They've converted one of their two third downs today. Bunch to the right. Shotgun for Foles. Chiefs showing blitz here. And they're coming. Foles look. Fires deep toward the end zone. He wants DJ Chark in the corner of the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Jacksonville. DJ Chark. There's a Chark attack in the end zone. And Jacksonville has scored.
So second and 20 for Buffalo. Benjamin sets up to the near side. Peterman looks to the far side. The throw. Pucked up in the air. Interception attempt, Jalen Ramsey, he's got it, and it's over. The Jacksonville Jaguars defense gets it done, and the Jaguars survive.
So, 2:14 in the game, Dallas 17-14, first and goal at the one, Prescott keeps it, Burrows at right guard.
Boy, they have not signaled touchdowns.
Touchdown! Oh, there we go. Touchdown, Prescott!
Prescott keeps and reaches for the touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Smoking hot!
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Stephen Curry on the right wing gets a screen from Draymond Green. Switched on to up top by Jeff Green. Durant back out the step. Shot fake from three. Dribbles into a right elbow jumper and splashes it down. Guarded by Satoransky. Gets a screen from Durant. Switched on to by Ariza. Gets past him to the hoop. Reverses it home. Got a little help from the rim.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
Yep, that's right, man. And I'll tell you what, not only do I know how to shake things up, I also know when I'm in the presence of greatness, and Steph Curry is all that and a bag of chips, man. I absolutely love that guy. Flat out love that guy. Welcome back in, everybody. Obviously, it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get at me a couple different ways. You can holler at me. You can call me, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up, follow me, check me out on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And quite frankly, I got news for you. I absolutely love what the NBA has done with this play-in tournament because it kept a lot more teams involved than would have otherwise. Like, dead freaking serious, man. And when you look at the numbers overall, yeah, you got some teams that are a little bit better. Like Philadelphia, the only thing we know, quite frankly, in the Eastern Conference, the only thing we know is that Philadelphia has clinched the number one seed, right? Brooklyn could be three. Milwaukee could be two. They could be just where they're at. New York, Atlanta, Miami, they all could shift, man. Like, so with one game left, it's pretty damn cool that at the end of the day and at the end of the regular season, these people were playing meaningful basketball, which is going to take me into my next rant, which, by the way, if you missed the last segment, I think that was me just being real and raw about what I feel about Aaron Rodgers. So, by the way, always live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Do come back in the wee hours of the night starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you missed it, maybe you want to check me out later, because I'm sure things like that are going to be on my mind again. Just a different time, just a different place. But the thought, they're all still there, man. All right, so let me get back to my point about this. The write-in situation, play-in tournament situation, expanded things to where we're not playing with 8, we're playing with 10. So, yes, there's some teams that probably would not be where they are unless you have a situation where you have this play-in situation. But again, I do think it adds intrigue, and let's see how it works out, and maybe I'll be a fan of this moving forward. Just maybe. I think it's pretty amazing that at the end of the day, guys like Russ Westbrook, Steph Curry, Giannis Antetokounmpo, you could make an argument that all these guys are the MVP. And I know the Joker allegedly is going to run away with this thing. And quite frankly, you can't take away the unbelievable job that he's done when Jamal Murray was no longer available because of that torn ACL. Denver is a top four seed. So at the end of the day, it is impressive. It's in the Western Conference. I get it. I get it. I get it. And then there's Chris Paul, who, by the way, in my humble opinion, I kept calling him the forgotten MVP. Well, he kind of blew it with the Suns having a little bit of a bad stretch. And ultimately, man, look, this is a team that's going to be one or two in the Western Conference and completely surpassed where I thought that they would be. So kudos to Monty Williams for changing the culture. And kudos to Monty Williams for going to get that guy, Chris Paul, who by the way, I want to keep it real. I love the dude. I think he's the forgotten MVP, but Chris Paul's never played in the NBA Finals either. So let's see how this all works out for the Phoenix Suns. And again, I wonder if regular season success will mean postseason success. Again, always check me out live on Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Do come back in the wee hours of the night, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I don't know, man. I look at the teams that are involved, and if there is a team that's on the outside looking in the Western Conference, which would maybe be the L.A. Lakers or the Golden State Warriors, right, who are both maybe going to have to play in that write-in situation. Well, Golden State will. We don't exactly know what happens with Portland or L.A. quite yet. But let's just say for sake of saying it, the Lakers are going to be in the play-in. That's what I firmly believe. And with that being said, it makes their path a little bit more daunting, right? But they got LeBron, they got AD, and you know what? At the end of the day, I'm sorry, but this is still how I feel. If the Brooklyn Nets are healthy and the Los Angeles Lakers are healthy, that's going to be our finals. And I don't care how the Lakers got to do it. Really don't. Which, by the way, I don't know if you saw this, people, but the Hall of Fame inductees and obviously Kobe Bryant getting in and, you know, his wife, I really thought she spoke eloquently and beautifully. And it really made me think about how difficult that had to be for her. So much work that this guy was planning on doing. He truly is one of those just absolutely remarkable, amazing human beings. And fortunately, I know a little bit more about him because I have a cousin that was able to work side by side with Kobe Bryant. And I can only relay this to you. His knowledge about everything went far beyond the basketball floor. You know, I think that he was one of those guys that, quite frankly, I have a lot of respect for him. You know, he lived up and he owned everything that happened to him throughout his career and his life. So at the end of the day, man, I truly appreciate that greatness, and I miss that greatness. I miss that person with the spirit and their wisdom and their knowledge that honestly, man, he brought to everything. I mean, this guy was just such a student in so many different ways. And it was just kind of cool to hear his wife speak about him so eloquently. Ben Wallace, kudos to him. Chris Bosh, Chris Webber, Kevin Garnett. Man, oh man, what a class when you think about it. All right, I got to take that break. I'm going to do it. I'll come back and continue rapping about the sports world. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be back.
Final seconds tick off. It's over. Cleveland wins game 7. LeBron James and the Cavs do it again.
Turner will defend the inbound pass. Turner can't get rid of it. Finally does. Gets it into Jokic. Down to 6 seconds. He launches a desperation three. It's no good. Evan Turner with the rebound. And he dribbles 2-1. And that does it. The clock will run out. And for the first time in 19 years, the Portland Trailblazers are headed to the Western Conference Finals.
This is Dorf on Sports.
With 24/7 customer service and guaranteed repairs, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this stressful meditation guide.
Take a deep breath. Focus on all the things you have to do. Did someone make the vet appointment yet? You don't know? That feels like something you should know.
Switch to Progressive today.
You are a mess.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Repairs through Progressive Network. Shops guaranteed for as long as you own or lease your car.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Let's get out of this hot sun into a nice, cool bar.
In a few minutes, honey.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
After a game
He always made sure we had a couple extra beers.
You know what? And by the way, in Arizona at this moment in time, people, maybe a couple extra beers or a couple extra seltzer, whatever those things are at this moment in time, may not be a bad idea. Again, honestly, it's getting hot. Things are happening. The summer's here. Welcome back in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Call me, which, by the way, each and every Sunday, live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I do come back in the wee hours of the night, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we just continue rapping about the sports world, man. Look, I kind of want to go through my thoughts, my opinions about some of these teams that are in the NBA playoffs. And let's start with the Philadelphia 76ers. Why not? Look, I know they're the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. However, I don't even know if we think they're the best team in the Eastern Conference. I think we all know, and I think we all think, that the Brooklyn Nets, if they're healthy, well, they're the best team. And quite frankly, makes a lot of sense. They got KD, they got Kyrie, and they obviously got James Harden, who, honestly, man, I didn't know the dude had this in him to go out there and just distribute the rock left and right, defer to other guys, but at the same time has the ability to shake and bake at any given moment and make plays for himself. So, James Harden, you've impressed me. Okay, so obviously I'm talking more about the Brooklyn Nets than I am the Philadelphia 76ers. And quite frankly, that's because I think the best team is the Brooklyn Nets, obviously at full strength. Philadelphia, they could pose some issues and some problems. Obviously, that depends on Simmons, Joel Embiid, and then them getting help from other guys. I think the situation is very similar in Milwaukee. And here's why I kind of like Milwaukee right now. A lot of people, I think they're thinking too much about the postseason failure that they've had over the last couple of years, which, by the way, I'm well aware of. And I never thought they were going to win anything. I don't necessarily think they're going to win anything still. And more so the reason for that than anything, because I do think they have, they definitely upgraded their talent. Except in one place. And maybe the most important place. And I'm talking about the head coach. I'm not a fan of Bud the Dud, which I like to call him. And the reason is this. He has a philosophy that I do not think will be a winning formula. Because in this day in the NBA, there's too many damn shooters. And their concept about not giving up 2-point shots, well, quite frankly, in today's NBA, I'm sorry, but I'm calling it the way I see it. It's a thing of the past, the way that they're deciding how to go about their defensive scheme. I would make it different. I'd be getting out on shooters and not let them hit those wide open 3-point looks that they get time in and time again against the Milwaukee Bucks. Look, man, again, I say this all the time on the tennis court to my students. When you go and do something over and over and you don't get the result that you want, and quite frankly, it's not the result that you want, well, that's the definition of insanity, because you're doing the same thing over and over and expecting to get a different result. That's what I see over and over and over again with my Milwaukee Bucks. As y'all know, born and raised in that great state of Wisconsin. So I love all my Wisconsin teams, Bucks, Packers, Brewers, love them all. However, I'm probably the most objective guy about it, and a lot of people hate me because of it. Someone's got to be the bearer of bad news. Someone's got to be the voice of reality. More often than not, that's me. I'm sorry, but that's just the truth. So, I like the Milwaukee Bucks in the sense of this. We're not expecting them to do much. Hell, they may play the Miami Heat in the first round. If we all forgot, Miami got to the finals, and maybe, just maybe, they would have won the NBA championship had they not had the injuries that they had. And wow, think about that too. Miami kind of woke up late. And there's a reason for it. They got healthy. Dragic is back. Jimmy Buckets is playing. Well, Adebayo's playing. He's bamming people, for lack of better words. I like what Udonis Haslam did the other night, too. I'm sorry, but that dude hasn't played in years. Hasn't played in years, but Spo put him in because it could potentially be the last time he ever sees the floor there in Miami. And what did he do? He flexed his muscles. He got right in Dwight Howard's face after he didn't like something that Dwight Howard did to him. But to me, it just kind of shows you the toughness of the Miami Heat. I'll tell you what, man, nobody wants to see the Miami Heat. I'm sorry, nobody wants to see him. But if there is a team that has something to prove against the Miami Heat, absolutely the Milwaukee Bucks. New York Knicks, I don't think they have a shot, and here's why. They're offensively challenged. Yes, they play great defense. However, I don't trust guys who haven't been there before to get buckets when they need them. D. Rose has finished the year very strong, though. And Tibbs, he's done a fantastic job. Fantastic. But I just don't think they have the horses. I don't think they have the weapons. Atlanta's going to be fun to watch. And they're going to be fun to watch for years. Very young nucleus core guys led by Trey. Bogdanovich now there. Gallinari. Dude, you can just rattle off players that they have. John Collins, who, by the way, is improving each and every day. I like what they're doing in Atlanta. I really do. They may not... Depending on how the chips fall, I think they're a couple of years away, but I do think that it's going to be interesting. Boston, I'm sorry, but you're done. When you lost Jaylen Brown, kind of put you in a really bad pickle. Charlotte, it's been fun to watch, you know, LaMelo and this and that and the other, but you ain't going to do anything. Washington, if there is one of those playing teams that might be able to raise some havoc and wreak some havoc, I don't know, man. Jeremy Beal and Russ Westbrook and the way that they've got their young guys playing. That there's something that's going on there. I just don't know if they've had to put too much energy into getting themselves in the position that they're in. Be fun to watch. I do think that they're going to be an intriguing team to pay attention to. But I'm boring in the sense of I think Brooklyn is the best team if they're at full strength. I do think Philadelphia could beat them. I do think Milwaukee could beat them. But I think it's unlikely. Well, let's shift gears. Do you believe in Utah? Do you believe in Phoenix? Do you believe in the Denver Nuggets without Jamal Murray? Do you believe in the Clippers? Who are maybe under the radar. They've got some championship pedigree. Obviously Tyronn Lue, new coach, Kawhi Leonard, Serge Ibaka. They've got some guys that they've been there before. They may not succumb to the pressure. They may actually step up and they may shine in the toughest of moments. However, I'm a little concerned because I know Kawhi, I know what he's going to do, I know what he's going to give you. I just don't know if I trust his supporting cast. And then I start thinking about, man, oh man, did Kawhi Leonard make a mistake? Should he have stayed in Toronto? Because at the end of the day, man, I'm sorry, but they had something brewing there. The way that they were able to put it together in 1 year, he made Siakam better. He made Kyle Lowry better. He made Van Vliet better. I mean, and everybody was just balling, straight up balling. So I think maybe, just maybe, he might have been better off staying in Toronto. Dallas Mavericks, I don't necessarily believe in them. However, Porzingis and Luka, and now Timmy Hardaway playing the way that he has, Dallas has got some dudes, man. Dallas has got some guys that can flat out ball. And when it comes to Luka in the clutch, I'm not quite sure there's anybody better in the league. Maybe Dame Time. Maybe. Maybe Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant can get whatever he wants, wherever he wants on the floor. pretty much whenever he wants. Portland, man, if they could play an ounce of defense, they might be pretty good. But holy cow, man, they just can't stop anybody. I'm watching the game that they were playing against the Suns the other night, and I'm telling you what, man, they flat out blew that one. We wouldn't even be talking about this, that, and the other, or this could happen, or that could happen, had Portland taken care of business the other day. But they just let the Phoenix Suns kind of just stay in there. And the Suns were giving them every opportunity with Saric missing. This was crazy. The Suns hadn't missed a free throw all game, but yet down the stretch, they missed three, and they were all by the same guy. So the fact that Monty Williams stayed with Saric that night, I was kind of shocked and surprised. But Portland did everything possible to win the game, and then they did everything possible to throw the game away because they had a chance to ice it at the line. And then Covington bricks two free throws. You can't make this stuff up. So the point is this, pressure does bust pipes, man. So at the end of the day, who do I trust the most? I go back to trusting LeBron and AD, and I go back to trusting KD and Kyrie. And then you throw James in the mix. I'm sorry, but I think at the end of the day, when the dust settles and the smoke clears, I've seen this movie too many damn times before. And something crazy is going to have to happen. Someone's going to have to get hurt. Someone's going to have to do something that we've never seen him do before, and there are guys that can do that. I've seen Dame Lillard go absolutely insane. I've seen Steph Curry go absolutely insane. I've seen Russ go absolutely insane. So yeah, I'm definitely geeked up. I'm excited for the NBA playoffs, and I'm also geeked up and excited to see how the new format plays out because, quite frankly, I do like it. I really do. I find something about it to be very intriguing. And whether guys like it or don't like it, you know what? I could give a rat's you know what. If LeBron James doesn't like the fact that there's a write-in or the fact that Mark Cuban and Luka Doncic a few weeks ago were complaining. However, now that they're not in that predicament, you don't hear them complaining as much. I don't know, man. At the end of the day, I think sometimes we give too much credence to people to voice their opinion. And at the end of the day, sometimes it's just really cool to see what's going to happen with the deck that they throw at you. And that's kind of what we have with this new format in the NBA with the playoffs this season. 10 teams, four of them battling for that 7-8 spot. I absolutely love it. I know I got to take a break. I hear that music. Come back like I always do with my parting shot. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Under a minute left. Lowry drives in. Oh, it goes down! Kyle Lowry! A chance at a three-point. Bigs to cover ground. Valanciunas did not continue on the roll. He had James lurking. Back door. And Anobi slams it down! Oh,
this geez. Is Dorf on Sports.
LeBron James coming to the studio.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, my people, for the final time here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Again, always live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then I do come back late night style at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, taking you into the wee hours of the night. And obviously, you can check me out on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there. You can check me out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Before I get into my final parting shot, obviously, I want to thank John Poulter for joining me in hour number one, talking NHL hockey, talking Major League Baseball. As we know, the playoffs are here when it comes to NHL hockey. The NBA playoffs, literally right around the corner. Extremely excited to see what's to come in both of these. I think it'll be interesting in a lot of ways. For the hockey stuff, man, just such a different schedule. Such a different way of doing things. Will some of those teams that had the tougher schedules reap the benefits? Get hurt because of it? Will those teams that played the softer, weaker schedule, will they reap some benefits, or will they be the ones that are bowing out quickly? I think it's really, really fun to see what will happen in the NHL playoffs. And then let's talk NBA playoffs for a moment, man. I'm sorry, but I know that I haven't been a huge fan of all these things happening during the pandemic, because we look at them, we're like, ah, it's an asterisk. It was this much of a season, that much of a season. Look, at the end of the day, man, we're all going through this together, and we're all having the same elements to deal with. So with that being said, kudos to whoever winds up going out and winning any of these championships, because it was extremely difficult to do it. For Scott, I got to say peace. I'm out of here. Until next time, I'm Andy Dorf. You've been listening to me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Guess what?
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 This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.